This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome to episode 261 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, so now we are done with the Star Wars prequels. Now we're up to a brand new franchise. We're going to start off with the Jackie Chan franchise, one of many films. He did so many films, but we're going to start off with one of his famous ones, A Police Story from 1985. So, Nate, have you heard of this or watched this movie?
I have heard of it. So, in Jackie Chan circles, this is like one of the top, you know, like Jackie Chan movies. Pre-Hollywood. I'm talking pre-Hollywood Jackie Chan. This is like the top of the mountain. There's a few other ones like Dragons Forever and Project A, I think, are like really popular. But yeah, I've heard of it. Never seen it. Never seen any of these. This whole series we're going to be doing here, I've never seen any of them.
Yeah, this is funny. I seen part four, First Strike.
Oh, okay.
But I never seen 1, 2, and 3. So like I never seen part three with Michelle Yao and him. I didn't even know that was until I saw the 4K cover and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Might be the best one. I don't know. I was like, we never know. But I never heard of them. Like I never knew First Strike was part four of this.
A lot of people don't because it's not called Police Story 4 in America.
No, no.
At all.
It's called First Strike.
It's called Jackie Chan's First Strike.
Yeah. So I did not know that until, you know, you put up the schedule and I was just like, what? And then I saw it, I was like, oh, geez. So I do own that one on Blu-ray, which I found for like $2.
Ooh.
On a Big Lot.
You know what's funny? I bought it when I was in LA last year at a record store. Like they had used movies and it was like buy five, get one for $1 or something. And they were cheap. So I probably paid like $2 or $3 for this as well.
Yeah. So, all right. With that said, let's check out the financials for this. Now, I don't know how this works in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong bucks.
Hong Kong bucks. All right. So domestic was $113,000. And that's pretty much it got. Opening was $25,000 in 2019. Domestic, I guess that was a re-release because this movie came out in 1985. So $113,000. That's roughly used that. As that. So that's it. Let's check out the
We live in America. We include international a lot of times, but we always start with where we live. And I could see this only making that I bet you it didn't even come out when it like came out in 1985.
Well, this was domestic. International has nothing.
Cool.
On my paper
so this
sheet.
Made no so, money. No, it didn't. There's four of them. Or seven of them or something crazy. So
it must have been big over there, but we don't have those numbers. But with that said, all right, let's check out what the critics and audience have to say about this film.
You want to talk about big? We're kicking it off. So, you know, we had a bunch of trilogies that we did, and a lot of them had really good reviews. And then the prequel trilogy came, and then it came down a little bit. They were a little bit more down to earth. This thing, 93% critic score, 88% audience score. So we're starting a franchise that is apparently beloved by a lot of people. Critics and audiences both seem to really only a 5% difference between the two and both very high.
I'm shocked.
I mean, I'm surprised
very shocked.
93 is very high.
Yeah.
The audience score, I'm not because like I said, I've heard a lot of people really like this movie, like normal people. Critics, I had no idea. I didn't know it was so high.
I'm very shocked, especially for this type of movie. I'm very shocked because we did a lot of good movies that even hit 93 and I'm questioning these critics, but okay. Let's get right into it. Lead character, Jackie Chan. He plays Chang Kao Q.
Yeah, they call him that. That's like a Chinese name. We'll just call him Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan plays Jackie Chan. Look, I liked him a lot. This is definitely a Jackie Chan movie. So one thing you got to know, this is for our audience. If you're not familiar with Jackie Chan, really quick, this guy is not your traditional, he is not the traditional Western idea of a, like, action hero, right? He's not Bruce Lee. You're not getting the very serious, you know, like, come fight me. He is like comedic. He's been, and if you know his Hollywood movies, you know that. Rush Hour, what are those? Action comedies. Shanghai Noon, action comedies. The Tuxedo, like that's what he does. He's essentially Charlie Chaplin, but with martial arts and he talks, right? He's a physical comedian almost, but also a martial artist and a stuntman. Does all his own stunts, which that's what he gets a lot of praise for. So let's lead with that and then know that this character is a little goofy, okay? Funny. This movie's fun. It's no different. This is like a funny movie as well with action in it. I liked him. I liked the stuff with the girlfriend. I'm going to be honest. I thought it was hilarious most of the time with the girlfriend where even the part with the car really made me laugh where he's like holding the car and then he tells her to hold the car that she lets the car go. So he's essentially a cop. In the beginning of the movie, he catches this guy who's like a drug kingpin, and then he becomes like the most famous cop in China, and he has to do all these like advertisements, and he's standing by the he's on a boat, all this funny stuff, right? And he becomes this top cop. But then ultimately the guy gets off because of the because of his lawyer and everything, gets him off, and Jackie Chan's like, oh no, he's upset. So then he still feels like he got to get him, even though he can't. That's like kind of the gist of the story. And he's very goofy, but when it comes down to it, my man, by the end of the movie, my man not playing games. He starts getting tired of it, and I liked him. I'm not giving him a 5. I did give him a 4 though. I like the character. I think he's interesting. I'm not surprised they're able to make more movies using this guy. So yeah, I gave him a 4.
Okay, so I gave him a 4 too. I thought the character was, I mean, again, it was a goofball. Most of the time, it felt very Naked Gun for me. Mm. Like, Naked Gun martial arts type film. Okay. Like, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Especially with the cake, and everyone's saying happy birthday to him.
In the face with cakes.
Yeah, and then he flipped over and a thing. And I thought that was funny. The motorcycle scene, and she's trying to drive away.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, he janks her.
Yeah. That was funny. The scene with the bus, you know, he does his own stunts. You could see the cameras. So I kind of like it. He gets framed for them killing a dirty cop, right? So that was like another point line in the film. Jackie Chan was cool. Like I said, this felt a little bit Rush Hour because he had to be with that girl and protect her. And then it was just weird. It was just and it was no English dubbed, which was really, really interesting. You had to read it. Yeah. So I was just like, holy moly. I was like, okay, what am I working with here? Yeah. And it was kind of hard at first, but then I started to get the character and understand what they were going with. And again, directed by Jackie Chan, this film. So we didn't say that. Mm-hmm. This movie was directed by Jackie Chan. So I was like, holy moly. Again, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was fun. It was action packed. You got everything you wanted in a Jackie Chan movie. So you get it here, a young version of Jackie Chan. So again, he directed and acted in his own movie. So
I mean, the dude wrote it. Yeah, he is a talent, and he sings the end credit song. He's the one singing. The dude sings the song, directed it, starred in it. He did that. He was like the stunt choreographer.
Coordinator.
Like,
yeah.
I love Jackie Chan. I do love Jackie Chan. I'm not gonna lie. I love Jackie Chan. He's a national treasure of another country, but I feel like he's also ours.
Yeah. All right. So 2-4 across the board here. Okay. So main villain is Mr. Chow, right? I think I said his name, right?
The main
Mr. Chow Tao.
Oh, I give him a 1. It doesn't matter what his name is. I gave him a 1. Yeah. His name is Chu Tao.
Chu Tao.
Look.
Cheng Tao.
Yeah. It's like Rush Hour. Cheng Tao or whatever the guy's
Cheng Tao.
Listen, this is not a villain movie. This is not the point of them. I mean, there's a guy he's going after. He's an old man. He's a little old man who doesn't fight or anything. He's like a overlord. He's a drug kingpin who, you know, like is in charge of the drug trade of wherever they are, Hong Kong or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's it. He looks like a little grandpa. He doesn't fight. He gets beat up at the end, you know, like I gave him a 1. It's probably the worst part of this movie. And it's only because we break these movies down this way, but it is what it is. He's unmemorable. He doesn't do anything. He just gets off by his lawyer and then he sits in an office. And then he tells people he tries to pay him off at the beginning. Like he gets caught on the bus. He's like, give you all this money. Jackie Chan takes the briefcase and he still arrests him. That was
he slaps him.
Yeah. So I gave him a 1. The actor was fine and everything, but like, this is not a great villain.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gave him a 1 too. He was whack. Garbage. Like I said, everyone did a good job acting wise. I'm not saying nothing about it, but the character itself was not interesting at all. He was here and throughout some of the scenes of the movie, but he didn't do much. He just talked the whole time. Yeah. And he, like I said, the bribing of the money was kind of funny because he slapped them. You try to bribe me? Smack.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty funny. So yeah, and then the ending scenes. It was that character was not as memorable. But then again, Jackie Chan characters' movies never had memorable villains anyway.
Yeah, like, they're not unless what they're
you do like, yeah, like unless you do like a serious movie like The Foreigner, which had Pierce Brosnan in that leading role. Okay, big actor. The movie was written very well, and he's older. So other than that, like these type of comedy action, you're never going to get the good villains, I believe, throughout. Yeah. Like, I've never seen these, but I'm just saying, like, in any of his movies, Rumble in the Bronx had no good villain.
Yeah.
Like, I think we gave them a 1.
Yeah, there might be one where there's, like, a cool... You know what, though? One day, I would look in the future. We'll do a Jackie Chan because this is a series of his. But we'll do a Jackie Chan month, like with the other movies, and we'll discover if he ever if he ever had a great villain. I don't know.
All right, so two ones, okay, here. Action scenes.
Oh, listen. Okay, this is going to depend on what you like when you're talking about action. First of all, the fact that it's 2024... And this movie was made 30 years ago. Let's be honest. Came out in 85, but it was made in 84. 30 years ago. And that movies now can't do a lot of the stuff that was done back then because everything is CGI and everything is... Listen, dude, they literally throw cars down a hill through buildings and through this whole little, like, it looks like a little favela from like Brazil. They drive it down. There's actual explosions with fire. Okay. The scene I love the scene where he's fighting when the girl leaves his apartment and they come with the cars. He's mm-hmm. like, the dude is, you can watch it. He's on the hood of a car and it crashes into another car and he flies over to the other car. Like, real. No stunt man. He is the stunt man. No, nothing. That scene is great. You know, the whole maneuvering with the cars and everything. Loved it. The end scene in the mall. Great. Like the actual fighting. Awesome in that scene. That is a crazy stunt he did where he goes down that pole. And I like that they showed it from the three angles. I think that's a cool kind of, you know, that's a cool way to do it, to show no cuts. One, like, they didn't edit it together. And my favorite part is when he hits the bottom. He goes through that little like hut. He rolls off and just starts fighting guys. Like, he keeps going like nothing happened. I mean, amazing stunts. The bus scene is great. He's literally danging off, holding onto an umbrella. There's no wires. There's no, like, he could get hurt and die. I gave it a 5. I think the action is the highlight of the movie as a whole. Like, the comedy, I like, but I could see some people being like goofy or whatever. You cannot really debate that with the action, in my opinion. So I gave it a 5.
Yeah, I agree with you. This movie is it's a 5 in action. I did like the action a lot. But then again, like, all his action movies are really good. It just depends on how it is. I mean, they're all similar. You can't say it's not. It's just, it's all similar stuff. It's just the way he execute them is what makes it great. So yeah, the mall scene was dope when he jumped on the pole and he's sliding through all the lights and it's exploding around him, and then he crashes into the villa and he starts fighting more. It's like, that is dope. The bus scene is what made me go, what the fuck? Like, he literally had an umbrella and he's hanging on a moving bus going through stuff and they're trying to grab him. He's going to the top, to the bottom. He's kicking them and then they knocked him off the bus. And you can see he literally fell really off the bus and rolled. And I was just like, damn, that was good. You're right. The best scene in the movie was the car fight. Him going through the windows and the girl, he's like, get my gun. Yeah. And he's like flipping over. He's like, get my gun. And she can't shoot. Like, it was really good. And I thought that was cool. The scene that he had her and the two cars was going to ram and he picked her up and they crashed. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I was like, man, if this thing would have went wrong,
it was scary.
It would have been two people getting hit with cars. Yeah. But yeah, he literally grabbed his co-star and jumped and they rolled off the hood. So that was like, that was really intense. I'm not gonna lie, that's really intense. And you're right, Hollywood just these days, depending on the actors, and I guess that's why Tom Cruise, for whatever you like him for, whatever his personal life or whatever, you hate him for that or whatever, great, but he does make movies for people to go to the theater. Mm-hmm. You like it or not, my man flies his own planes, flies helicopters, boats. I mean, the guy throws himself off roofs and dangling off wires. Like, he is our version of Jackie Chan in America. You know what I mean? So, like,
and I get Tom Cruise too. Like, he shoots everything wide. There's no, you always know it's him in the scene. There's no, there's editing, but there's not like any quick cuts ever.
Yeah.
Everything is played out. The mall scene is great too, because he's like, he throws that dude in between the escalators and he literally just like falls.
Yeah.
People, this had to hurt. This movie had to hurt to make. It had to. People
remember when
getting flung around like crazy.
Remember when the guy, the girl was going down the stairs and the old guy kicked her?
Yes.
And she fell down the stairs and then he kicked her again? I was like, oh my God. Like, she's like flying.
She really fell. Yeah. And it was her, you could see her face. Like, it wasn't a man with a wig on, you know, taking the fall. So people had to be really banged up by the end of this. But it was worth it.
I mean, stuntmen all do, right? Like, when we saw the fall guy, it showed you how what really happens behind the scenes when, like, Ryan Gosling's character, you know, they screw up a scene. Like, he broke his back.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, cool. I liked it. I mean, I gave it a 5.2. I thought this was the strength of the film, which I have a feeling is going to be the strength of all the damn police stories. I hope it gets better with that. But okay. storyline.
I like the storyline. See, I like the storyline because here's why the movie's a little weird. Because this is a story, just on paper, this is a storyline that you would think would be like a very serious action movie. Drug cartel. Well, not cartel. That's like Mexican. A drug kingpin group or whatever in China. A police officer who's trying to bring them down. He gets taken off to bodyguard this girl who's like the star witness. You could very much make this same exact storyline into a very serious, like, cop movie with a lot of action. They decided to go the route of mixing in comedy, and that's Jackie Chan. You know, that's his strong suit. So while the movie's a lot more humorous than you would think if I just described the movie to you on paper, I still think the storyline's good. I liked it. I gave it a 4. I mean, I don't have a problem with, you know, the cop movie, and then he gets demoted and he has to go in that little town, the part with the phones. See, like, that's like a moment that's like, oh, dang, he got demoted. But then they make it funny with all the phones and the ramen and he's trying to eat the noodles and you don't know who he's talking to. And, you know, like, it was very Jackie Chan, but I gave it a 4. I liked it.
He ate the pencil eraser.
He doesn't know what happened to the eraser. Like, that joke was funny. Yeah, so I like the storyline. I thought it's not a 5. Because of that, don't get me wrong, I do think it's funny. But if it was just like the same story, but straight serious, it might be a 5, but I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 too. The comedy is what brings it down, because other than that, like, the comedy is there for a reason. Yes. But again, it is stupid comedy. But what it is like,
it's slapstick.
Yeah, but it makes it funny.
Yes.
Like when you're watching, you're like, man, this character is really dumb, but he's really like a good officer. It's not like he's a bad officer.
Right.
He's like the Mr. Magoo of their police force. But it's kind of funny though, like when he's eating the ramen noodles. Yeah. And I'm like, why is he eating with pencils? And then he noticed the erasers. He's like, and he's spitting it out. Like, I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of comedic parts, but I do like the action I do like the storyline. Storyline is pretty good, yeah. Right? Like, there's a drug lord involved. They framed him for the death of a dirty cop. And you're like, oh no, like, what's he gonna do? And you know, he had his highs and now he's in his lows and now he gotta get his name back, right? In the police force. I liked it. I was like, you know what? You're right. It could have been a serious movie, and I bet it could have been an awesome movie also.
Yeah.
At that, because you know, it's funny, this storyline kind of feels similar to Above the Law. Right? I mean, if you think about it.
I don't know, but you know, whatever, man.
Oh, you shoot.
We'll see about that. That's, I don't know. Oh, man. You know what part I like too? The part where they're in the court, the courtroom scene.
That was,
and it's like
funny.
Kind of, it's serious. He's like the lawyer's with his little wig, and he's like, you know, tell him. And Jack's just like, no, he's getting all mad. And then they play the tape, and it's like music. He's like, keep going.
I thought that was funny. And then the other part in the courtroom is when the guy goes, you see this mock-up bus?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. He goes, can you say you can't see the other side of the bus? And he said, from that toy?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
That courtroom scene, it was a mix of serious and then funny. And then the girlfriend's on there and he's like, we have a cactus. Because it sounds like they're talking like dirty stuff. I said, no, it was a cactus. No, I spilled orange juice.
Isn't that what you think? No. Yeah, so like, again, like, I liked it for what it was. I thought the storyline was pretty good.
Yeah.
I hope it gets better throughout, and I hope it doesn't lose his identity with the comedy.
Yeah.
But I just hope it doesn't go over the top with the comedy, like, that's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, with that said, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4. Okay, overall.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said. And to me, this is kind of a perfect balance. Like, I'm okay with, I love comedy movies, and I love action movies, and I'm okay with an action comedy. And I don't think he goes too far. It doesn't lean too much into the comedy where everything else is stupid. It has a good balance of serious, like the beginning of the movie serious when they're in the village and there's like a shootout and people are getting shot and the cars are going down. And then he starts mixing in the humor with the bus scene where he's like dangling on the side. And then you're starting to get, okay, this is a little bit more lighthearted maybe than that first like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, right? And then throughout, and then once he meets the girl, once we get to that part, or when the fake intruder is there and he's fighting him and he's knocked out.
Oh, that was too funny.
He's like Weekend at Bernie's. He's still like, don't pass out. Don't pass out. Yeah. Passes out. Yeah. Once you get there, you're like, oh, I see what this movie, I see what they're doing here. So, I mean, I think this is a perfect blend of what he does comedically and what he can do as a stunt performer and an action guy. I really enjoyed it. I gave it a 4. I think it's, I don't think it's a perfect film for my taste, but I think it's a great movie and I liked it. I had a blast with it. So yeah, I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I gave it a 4 also. I thought it was a perfect blend of comedy and action. I enjoyed it for what it was. It was fun. I can't wait to see what the other ones. I want to see 3 because I know 3 has Michelle Yeoh is a young actress and she did her own stunts too. Because I know in 007 Tomorrow Never Dies, she did her own karate scenes. Yeah. So I want to see what she did with him, like a perfect blend between the two. Mm-hmm. So I want to see with that. But yeah, so far, I think this is a perfect way to start a franchise and I thought it worked very well. Especially a 1985 movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird. That scene with the cars going down the hill, that really reminded me of like Michael Bay taking inspiration for Bad Boys too, right? Because that was exactly the same shot by shot, the scene in Cuba when they're going down all the villas, like you said.
Yeah.
It literally looked exactly like Bad Boys too. I wouldn't be surprised
if this movie inspired a lot of action, like action directors. And the crazy thing is like the movie we're doing next, which you had mentioned, Above the Law, was also made in the 80s. And look at the difference of like Hollywood action in the 80s versus this like Hong Kong style action in the 80s. It's not that similar. I'll just say that. Not that similar.
It's, yeah, but if you see the way 80s and 90s and in 2000s, I feel like the evolution of action movies, yes, they do get bigger and grander in our age because we have newer cameras and newer technology and bending the bounds of action you could do now. But I still always gravitate to 80s and 90s because I feel like they always focused more on the... Yeah, well, besides that, like I always felt like they focused more on character story and then the actions and then the world that we live in. Like now it's like, I feel like when we see an action movie, we have to know like the world it's in.
I feel like the action is the star over the characters being the star in and put into action. Yeah, that was a very 80s and 90s. Even early, I would say up to the early 2000s, that was still kind of the trend. Whereas now the spectacle is the star versus like the character, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, and that sucks. And that's what hurts because you do have movies. They make the 80, like they go back and they do that type of writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you feel like, wow. And those are the movies that take off, right? You got John Wick. Mm-hmm. John Wick is the star. But then the action is the second star because you're going, holy shit, people fell in love with the character. Yes. Mm-hmm. Then let's see if you want to, I mean, you could go with the Furiosa, right? Because everyone loved Charlize Theron in the Mad Max Fury Road.
I think the Bourne movies focus on Jason Bourne is you're into what he's doing and then that makes the action better. I mean, that's a good example too.
And then you got Matrix, right? You got Neo, which is the focused on that character. And then you see the world is the secondary to him. So, but then everything gets lost around. I feel like other action movies that we've done, I'm like, oh man, like I feel like they're focusing way too much on other stuff than stuff. So anyway, but that was my thing on it. So yeah, I gave it a 4 for overall. Yep. You gave it a 4. Okay, total points.
18 out of a 25.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, if the villain was better, this would have been in the 20s, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I gave it 18.25 too. I like it for what it is. I want to see what part 2 is about.
Same. This is a franchise that I'm, because I've never seen any of them, and this one was really good, I'm excited to like watch the other 3.
All right, Nate, so what's coming up next?
All right, coming up next, we are wrapping up. We're wrapping up Steven Seagal month. We're coming to the end here with the movie called Above the Law, which I have some fun facts on it when we do that review. So you'll want to listen to it so you can hear some information. But yes, Above the Law with Steven Seagal. And then next, after that, we will be continuing on with the Police Story movies with Police Story 2. Does not have another, the other two have other kind of like title things, but this one's just called Police Story 2. So we'll be reviewing that one. But yeah, that's what we got coming up.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, or you guys can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. We have all the podcasts there for you guys to listen to. And of course, you can take it on the go with Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music. So we are on any platform for podcasts. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.